All right. Hey, you guys. Hi. We're rolling. I'm here, Golnaz Alabegi, here with Dooney.
Hi.
Dooney, introduce yourself.
I'm Dooney. I'm special. I'm a software engineer on the Channel 9 team, and I make apps.
He makes apps. How long have you been on the team now?
6 months, I think.
6 months, and then last month and a half, he's been working on the Xbox app for Channel 9.
Yeah.
So explain the process. It's a UWP app.
Yeah, so do you want to know about the process of how we came to have this app?
Well, I knew we had an app. Explain the whole deal.
Okay, so essentially back in the day, when Xbox One came out, we built an app for Xbox that was, it was great for that time, mm-hmm. But over time, the Windows and Xbox and that combination of the platforms and the combination of the user experience sort of and interface guidelines made it so that that app was a little bit outdated.
Mm-hmm.
But then recently, I think last year before I started, we had started working on a UWP app,
mm-hmm.
That we had at first put out for the desktop and mobile platforms. Mm-hmm. And so when I started, I thought, it would be a cool idea for us to see how we could update our Xbox app and bring it in line with, the latest user experience guidelines and stuff like that.
And also, I know you have a funny story about how you were trying to build this app. You first got started, you went and searched Channel 9.
Yeah, so when I first thought, hey, we should do this, actually someone said, hey, you should update this app. And I was like, fine, let me look into it. And so I went on Channel 9 and I'm like, hey, Channel 9, how do I build an Xbox app? And I found a bunch of videos. And so on one of those videos, the person who was talking and teaching about, designing for Xbox, her name was Lynette Reed. She works on the Xbox side.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, this video is really cool, but I really want help. I want to know exactly how to do this.
Yeah.
So I emailed her and I'm like, hey, Lynette, help me out. And she was like, sure. And so the rest is history.
This is a first-class treatment. Most devs don't get to go to the Xbox team and ask them for proper guidelines, and so you got the hookup.
Yeah, we got the
Yeah. So this should be really, really impressive.
Listen, let's not oversell it.
Okay, let's do a quick demo. Show me how this works.
Okay, so essentially the app is just it's currently in preview, but this is the homepage. It both takes cues from what the Channel 9 website is,
mm-hmm.
but kind of tailors the experience to specifically work on the Xbox platform and be sort of optimized for what people want, which is, to get to the content as quickly as possible,
mm-hmm.
and sort of strip away a lot of the text and the details, et cetera, et cetera. So you show up on the homepage and you have this huge, beautiful band of the top featured items.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you sort of the name, the title, the description, and then a bit more information.
Ratings and views.
Yeah.
Important info.
Important info,
yeah,
so you can make an informed decision about whether or not you want to see this video. And you see a video, you want to watch it, you just hit it. And
it has a little countdown.
It has a little countdown because we know sometimes people want to.
It's like a movie. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of very exciting. And then when the countdown is over, boom, you're in your video.
Was that your idea? Or did Lynette suggest that for a video? That's really cool.
Yeah. So the countdown was from Lynette's side. The number, it counts down from 9 because Channel 9.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you're watching a video. We obviously, as Microsoft cares a lot about accessibility, so we made sure that we have
closed
captioning features. So every language that's supported on the Channel 9
Do
website.
Do español. Let me practice my Spanish.
Practice your Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Por lo tanto, y estoy aquí con la gente. Oh, lost it.
Oh, you lost
it. I understood some of it.
Yeah. You want me to double speed it?
Oh.
Yeah. So we support multiple speed settings. So
nice.
If you want to watch it at double speed.
Fast speed. Oh, it's
amazing. Because people have things to do, man. Consume the content as quickly as possible.
Love it.
Yeah. So
let's go back to the homepage and show me some other bands. I know you guys added some cool bands over here.
Yeah. So other than featured content, we obviously have the fresh content,
mm-hmm.
In the same way that we do on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But we also came up with a couple of other sort of ideas for specific tailored content that we think people will be very interested in. So we have a band about Azure, coding, developer tools, Windows, and then a band about data.
This is a nice little architecture. culture of ideas? How did you guys come up with this stuff?
We had a lot of guidance from the data that we collect about what people are interested in and what people want to watch, as well as the things that we sort of prioritize as like technologies that we think are emerging and interesting.
Okay, cool.
And so, you know, cloud computing obviously we think is very popular. Yeah. Obviously our huge audience is an audience of developers. And so
your content's showing up through tags, right?
Yes, so this content is showing up through tagged content.
So there could be some good content, but the owner didn't tag it properly and it might not show up, so.
Hey, yeah. get off the pulpit, your soapbox. So that's kind of how we look at it cool. from the homepage perspective. And then we have a similar sort of design principle for the events page. And so we have, you know, the featured events. So right now it's Build, Connect, Ignite. Mm-hmm. And then you get to look through a list of recent events. Okay. And then if you wanted to see all the events, you pop in and there you are. Has infinitely scrolling list of all events that are sort of streaming on Channel 9.
Can I see recent or upcoming?
So you have recent.
Okay.
So the 10 most recent events that are relevant to you, and then upcoming right. as well is in there.
And if I wanted to launch Build 2017 come May 10th to the 12th, can I watch it on my Xbox One?
Yes. So actually, in both of these places, so both on the homepage and on the events page, when you have a live event homepage takeover, the top band is the live event band, and you can click it and watch the event live.
We've never had that before, right?
Yeah, we have not. This is a brand new feature that
That's
we
awesome.
Wanted to bring. And then finally, well, not finally, but we also have a Discover experience that we thought we could sort of tailor better and sort of combine and optimize, because right now on Channel 9, you know, your search experience is sort of different from your explore experience, and we decided to sort of bring those two together. And so if you wanted to just browse all content like you would on Channel 9, that's what you get when you go to the Discover page.
Awesome.
And, you know, infinitely scrolls for whatever amount of content.
That's awesome.
And then we also provide recommendations of content that we think users might find interesting, sort of similarly to what we do on the homepage with the bands.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just trying to optimize for helping people find good, interesting content.
Is that the you could try
part? Yeah,
and
that is the you could try part.
Okay.
And so if you wanted to try, say, if you were like, hey, I'm curious about SharePoint, boom, it does a search and it finds you sort of tailored SharePoint content. And the you could try, the suggestions are the suggestions are dynamic, and so every time you come to the page, you actually get new suggestions.
Mm.
And so that allows you to sort of have a great exploration of Channel 9 as you sort of go through.
What other options we have on this list?
So you have .NET, Visual Studio, SharePoint, Build. We try to do just five at a time,
so
just not to overwhelm people.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, again, making it really easy to discover
stuff. If I wanted to search right now.
So if you wanted to search,
I want
to
do a Mads,
you just hit in
Mads video.
Mads? Okay.
Mads on C#.
Mads.
Okay, so it's the same kind of UI keyboard typing thing. Okay.
It's the exact same experience as like using your keyboard in any other Xbox app. Because we wanted to, you know.
There we go.
Not have people
be
confused.
We got Mads Christensen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mads at Microsoft.
Yeah. If we wanted to go for your show, Gals, you know, we could do that as well. So, Gals, I can't spell. boom.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go, and that's you right there.
I am, the top search.
The top result, as always.
All right.
And then there's also a couple of things that we sort of added to make the experience sort of easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
So from any page you're on in the web on the app, if you hit Y, it takes you to the Discover
search,
page.
Nice.
So you can sort of get to search as quickly
as possible.
Oh, and
look, it changed. It went to Java,
and it changed,
C++, F#.
HoloLens.
Wow.
You know. And then the other thing is when you are watching a video, so say I decided to watch this video.
My favorite part, the countdown.
Yeah, the countdown is pretty. I love it. but when you're watching a video, you can skip the countdown as well.
Oh, how'd you do that?
You just hit play.
Okay.
So when you hit play, it just plays the video.
Awesome.
And then when you're watching the video, you can use the triggers, the bumpers. You can use the bumpers to
fast forward,
to skip forward. So when you use the bumpers, you skip forward 10 seconds.
Nice.
Or back 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then let's see, what else do we have? You can also use the right stick for
fast scrubbing.
Scrubbing
through.
For fast scrubbing.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what we have for now. There's a bunch of other features that are sort of coming up in the future.
I'm not allowed to talk about them yet.
No worries.
No worries, but if people have suggestions, like one of mine would be pairing my phone to this so I can search faster, things like that. How can we contact you?
Yeah, so there's a couple of options. You can always like reach out to from the Channel 9 website, the contact experience, and it'll get to us. You can also tweet at me or tweet at Channel 9. And you can also leave a review on the app.
Okay, we would love that.
So we get a good idea of how people are using the app and what they want to experience.
Cool. What else you got in store, huh? You still working on this? You got other projects coming up?
Yeah. You know, I've been really thinking a lot about like what Channel 9 would look like on mixed reality, but I can't confirm or deny that we're doing anything
there. Can't confirm or deny.
Cool. We'll see what happens.
So you're the apps guy on Channel 9. I
would call me Dooney, but...
I'm going to stick with apps guy. I'm going to walk by the hall. Hey, apps guy.
Hey, apps guy. Hey, listen, if I don't answer, you don't get mad. But I'll try. I like it. Apps guy.
Scott Hanselman, a top
Scott
search.
Hanselman, you know?
Awesome.
Search for him, too. I was worried for a second. I was like, man, do we not have any videos on Scott Hanselman?
This is awesome. Good job, Dooney.
Thank you very much.
When is this coming out to the market?
Actually, it should be out in preview right now.
Right now. As you're watching this video, it should be out.
Yeah, so you should go on your Xbox right now and search
download
for Channel
it,
9 Preview.
Give it a review.
Download, give it a review, run it through its paces.
And try to break
what you think.
Try to break it.
Try really hard to break it, but not too hard, because I like having my job.
If you can break it, he owes you coffee.
Yeah, really.
That's the plan. All right.
That is the plan.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching.
That was great.
Thanks for joining me.